I've got an extra candle up here, just in case we haven't got enough. There we go. There's something very atmospheric about candles, isn't there? And having our carol service by candlelight certainly gets us in a very Christmassy mood. Got mince pies afterwards to add to that atmosphere. But candles can be very practical too, can't they? If you have a power cup at home, it's great to have some candles around the place. You can wander around with a torch, but you just need a bit more light. And so you can put candles all over the place. And it gives you some light, not as much as we're used to with electric light, but it helps. And the whole idea of light in darkness is something that's central to the first Christmas, the birth of Jesus. But I don't think a candle really does it justice. So blow this one out. And I've got something else down here. 2 million candles, apparently, packed into my torch, which is pretty powerful. Let's shine on the cherub over there. A nice, powerful 2 million candle power torch. That torch is quite brilliant. Literally, it's brilliant, it's very bright, but it's also brilliant because it's really useful when it's dark and you're trying to find something. And we could really do with something that's brilliant in our lives, couldn't we? There's lots of gloom around. We're told that the recovery is well underway, but wages haven't really gone up very much, and pensions are kept low by low interest rates. And maybe the mortgage rate will go up next year. And it's not just financial gloom. For some of us, this year will have brought personal difficulty, personal darkness. Maybe a relationship has been damaged or destroyed. Perhaps your health has been taking a battering, or someone that you love has died. There's gloom around. We could really do with light in the darkness. More than my 2 million candle power torch can provide, even. And that's why it's great to be here in the candlelight, because we're singing about and hearing about in the Bible readings the one who really can bring light in darkness. The one who really is quite literally brilliant. And that's Jesus Christ. We've heard in our first reading how Jesus' birth is light in darkness. Isaiah told us, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a son is born, a child is given." I want to think about two ways that this child, Jesus, brings light in darkness. First of all, he's the king who brings order to our chaotic lives. He's the king who brings order to our chaotic lives. Isaiah the prophet tells us about this king, the Messiah. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." How many people really have a sense of direction in their lives? How many people have realistic hopes and dreams? Who actually knows where they're going and isn't deluded or fantasist? Here is someone who can lead us, someone who can reshape our lives, someone who can light up the path like a brilliant torch and set us on that path. Jesus. Later this evening, it's the last episode of The Apprentice, the TV show where young businessmen and women have been battling it out to gain a £250,000 job with Lord Sugar. And tonight, the two remaining candidates will have to form teams with the losers. And they are quite literally losers, both in the way they've gone about the task, but also in the fact that they've been knocked out of the competition so far. How will they form those teams? How good a leader will the two semi-finalists be? The finalists, rather. Will they be able to get the other team, the other members, to work together without arrogance and arguments and antagonism? It's been a feature of every other program in the series. What kind of leader will they be? Our Lord Jesus Christ is the leader par excellence. If you let him take the reins in your life, he'll be like light in darkness, giving you a genuine direction with real hope. He's the king who brings order to our chaotic lives. That's one way that he's light in darkness. Here's another. He's the saviour who brings life to our thirsty souls. The saviour who brings life to our thirsty souls. Our lives have got a bigger problem than just chaos and a lack of direction. We've got a deep thirst, and we've no idea how to satisfy it. It's a spiritual thirst. It comes from deep within us. It comes from our souls. Our souls are desperate for something else. The trouble is, people tend to look in the wrong places. How many people have bought a lottery ticket this week, hoping it'll make the difference in their lives? Hopes have been blown. How many people are looking forward to a bottle of wine or two tonight, or a case of beers, just to take life's cares away? This year, who has built an extension to their home or bought a new car, only to find that within a few months, they want something bigger and better? We're thirsty, and people don't know where to turn. But the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Jesus. Isaiah the prophet goes on to paint a picture of what this Jesus, this Messiah's rescue mission will achieve. And he describes it in picture language. He says, the wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. They're enemies, but they'll be together. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. It's a picture of complete safety and security for our lives, of knowing God completely, not just knowing about him, but knowing him personally. This is the future that God promises to all who put their lives in Jesus' hands. He is the Saviour who brings life to our thirsty souls. Without Jesus, it's like we're at war with God. We're at war with God. We live in his world that he's created, and we live in it as if we're in charge, as if it were ours, as if we can tell him what to do. But it's all the other way around, isn't it? We're wrong on every count. We're not in charge. He is. It's not all ours. It's his. And we don't tell him what to do. We're at war with God, and it's going to end badly. We're in a very dark, dark situation. But Jesus brings light into this darkness. 100 years ago, at Christmas, there was light in the darkness in the First World War. At various points along the Western Front, where the enemies were in trenches opposite each other, the soldiers in the trenches put down their weapons, climbed up into no man's land, and met the enemies in the middle. Not to fight, but to exchange souvenirs and gifts, cigarettes, cakes and things, even perhaps to play a game of football. Mortal enemies became surprising friends. Light in the darkness. But only for a moment. And then within days, the fighting had begun again. When Jesus brings light, he brings it forever. He brings peace and reconciliation now, that leads to life in his eternal kingdom forever. He's the Saviour who brings life to our thirsty souls. This is why he came into the world. It's why this amazing child that was born had to grow up and die on a cross so he could bring forgiveness to us. He could bring us safety and security before God. He could enable us to know God for ourselves, to satisfy that thirst that our souls have. That's why the events of Jesus' birth are so wonderful. It's why they stir us deep within and bring us amazement and awe. Because there, lying in that manger, is the Saviour who can bring life to our thirsty souls. And that's what we're going to be singing about and hearing about this evening. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light. Hail, the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail, the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. There are all sorts of reasons why there might be darkness in your life. But the good news tonight is that Jesus is brilliant. He is light in the darkness. Why not let him light up your life as King, the King who brings order to our chaotic lives? Why not let him light up your life as Saviour, the Saviour who brings life to our thirsty souls?